I've been working all day long. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Some like vanilla.
I like strawberry lobo.
Some like chocolate. Tooty, fruit, scoot, root, boot, scoot, boot, fruity, tooty. Early night. Bop the jump on the nap, tidy bop.
Yeah, there we had Armed Forces Radio performance by the Spirits of Rhythm, Tutti Frutti, October of 1943. That was Leo Watson on the vocals. And it gets us started on this week's edition, Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We're here each and every week to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We've got all sorts of great sounds for you over the next 5 hours. We hope you stick with us. Speaking of Armed Forces Radio, we've got a performance here, in fact, a set by Jack McVeigh and his band, The Door Openers. Let's just give it a shot and see what Jack's up to.
It's getting late, man, and we forgot the key, so open the door, Richard, because it's Jubilee. You heard it right. This is Jane Norman opening up a satchel full of goodies on that right side. From the land of the sky blue blues and the solid riff, we've exported a great batch of talent to old Hot Horn Hall. Listen and love every minute as we bring from the wing Big T, Jack Teagarden, Little Joey Preston, Jack McVay and his all-stars, and that beautiful bunch of everything, and right where you want it to, Ava Gardner.
I'd like to get old Ella Bouge get going by introducing someone who's made everybody door conscious. Everywhere you go now, behind every door, you expect to find Richard. And here's the man who's getting more frantic each time he knocks. The man with only one suit, and Richard's got it. Jack McVay.
Thanks, Ava. Hello, fellas. Happy, happy. Things are getting kind of tough, all right. Maybe tonight on Jubilee, we'll be able to make old man Richard come to the door and let us in. Before he starts pounding on the door, I'd like to get things moving with a little tune about Miss Thing.
Kick it away, Jack. Kick it away. Hey, hey, baby.
Thank you.
That was gone, man. We're with you.
Open the door, Richard. I better explain it. Well, you see, Richard's our friend. A natural boy. Richard and all the cats was out on a little party tonight, drinking groove juice and grapes. Of course, as usual, Richard got juice and had to go home early. Party's over now. I got to see if I can get in this house here. Knock on the door, okay? Richard, open up the door, man. You see, Richard sleeps in the back room. It's kind of hard to hear. Maybe I better knock a little louder, Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? How do you know he's in there?
I hear him breathing.
You talk in here.
Say it, Sammy.
Yes, Johnny.
I think you better beat out of course. I'm going to see if I can dig me a key somewhere around here. I got to get in this house. What key is around here? Richard's a good old boy. Oh, he's a real gone cat. He'll knock the bout off the rooty tootie. Pick up on that woman across the street.
What woman?
That woman.
In that red house?
No, that woman in that G.I. tent over there.
That's old lady's
tootie lootie. That old lady's
tootie lootie? Yep.
Ooh, you know, every time the cat's out late, she's always looking out the window, talking about, just look at him, just look at him. Full of that groove juice again.
Straighten out, man.
Shall I straighten out?
Yeah, straighten out.
I'm going to snap and straighten out. Yes, it's after we trouble again.
But, Jack, did you hear what old lady Scootie-Lootie said?
What'd she say, Raven?
She said, oh, boy, if he was only mine,
yeah,
I'd have hit him in the head with the frying pan, man. So cold there in the box.
Well, maybe I better get rough with Richard. Did I get kind of rough with him? Knock on it.
Say, Richard, I'm up there.
Nothing happened. Maybe I better sweet talk him, huh? Sweet talk him? Okay, knock on the door. Richard, open up that door, man. I know you're in there.
How you know what you just said?
I got on the phone. Oh. We better knock one more time. It's kind of foggy outside. You
couldn't get in this house.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
Richard!
Richard, why don't you open that door?
Dimmers are on the bright, and the doors are closing on the glee. But before the last click of the latch, I'd like to make music with all of you, wherever you may be. This is Ava Gardner wishing everyone goodbye and good luck, and we'll be waiting for you.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and...
There we go. It's Jack McVeigh, introduced, hosted... by Ava Gardner. Gene Norman was the announcer there from March of 1947. We heard Hey, Hey, Baby, then Open the Door, Richard, and then they wrote it on Now with Flying Home. Jack McVay, the All-Stars, who later became the Door Openers. All happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. We're just getting underway. I'm Steve Cushing. Let's listen to Erskine Hawkins and the orchestra. Here we go.
Get that wonderful, worrisome feeling, because I need you and want you to stay. I get that wonderful, worrisome feeling that maybe someone will steal you away. Although you say there's no one else who wants to hold you tight, you never can tell, someone might. I get that heaven is near me sensation whenever you say you'll meet me at 8. And then it turns into blue aggravation if you should happen to be a bit late. my pet, I'm always gonna get that wonderful, worrisome feeling over you. Get that heaven is near me sensation whenever you say you'll meet me at 8, and then it turns into blue aggravation if you should happen to be a bit late, because I love you, my pet. I'm always gonna get that wonderful, worrisome feeling over you.
This is the Buffalo Nickel. Keep one. Never be broke. Money, the Buffalo Nickel. Laugh, 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 but it's no joke.
Laugh, 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 but it's no joke.
Well, it's been a while since we heard anything from Erskine Hawkins and the band. Great to hear him again. That last tune was called Good Dip from November of 1945. And I found it interesting. It was a great jump number. But the fact that they featured the guitar, they gave the guitar a couple of bars there. And I never paid any attention to whether they had a guitar in the band or not. So I was curious and looked it up. And it's a name that those of you that collect records and like rhythm and blues, early rhythm and blues, Leroy Kirkland, who later became sort of a producer, an A&R man for R&B. This is set by Erskine Hawkins and his big band, one of the renowned big bands, black big bands, during the war years. The classic, which folks in the black neighborhoods, in the black community, jokingly refer to as the black national anthem, was called After Hours from June of 1940. After that, a vocal. And Ruth was her name. I've forgotten the last name. That wonderful Worrisome Feeling from April of 1946. Then the whole band joined in for the Buffalo Nickel from June of 1949. And we took it out with the instrumental called Good Dip, November 1945. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. This first hour is always devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. That's the jazz-oriented side of the blues. Notice that it's been a while since we've heard anything from Lena Horne. Maybe we should, as long as we're checking out early records, let's see what she's got here.
Something to me, you send chills right through me when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill, you're my thrill. How my pulse increases, why I just fly to pieces when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. Here's my heart on a silver platter. Where's my will? Tell me why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher. When I look at you, I can't keep still, 'cause you took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere, made every hour sweet as a flower to me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. Love. It seems we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happened for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when? We have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where?
Lena Horne. I thought it was sort of interesting because all those records, all four of them, were done during the year 1941. She had been introduced to the general public, if I'm not mistaken, by Noble Sissel. Noble Sissel, remember Noble Sissel? UB Blake and Noble Sissel were big hit makers, at least in the black community, among black music, as early as the late 19-teens into the early 20s. And they had big hits. And Noble Sissel, when the two of them went their own way, Noble started his own orchestra. He actually had hit records under his own name, had his own orchestra, and brought Lena Horne into the orchestra. She was one of the featured vocalists. Well, these were all a little later. That was, I think, like 34, 35, and 36. The first side, You're My Thrill, featured Lena accompanied by Charlie Barnett and the orchestra. Then the next two, Out of Nowhere and Prisoner of Love, Lena was accompanied by Teddy Wilson and his combo, which featured Benny Morton on trombone, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet among the players. And we wrapped it up, Rodgers and Hart, When or Where, from December 1941, Lou Bing featured not only the orchestra, but string section as well. Vintage Lena Horne recordings, all from 1941. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and the time we've got left, let's listen to a little bit of Slim and Slam.
Take on my Joe, got to do it. I'm a shake on my Joe, got to do. I will a roll on my Joe, got to do. I will a roll. I'm on out of that. I sight till a boy. I will a shoot on my Joe, got to do. I will a shake on my Joe, got to do. I will a roll on my Joe. Oh, well, I roll them on out of that Asagula boy. The galloping dominoes on the floor, cutting on out like merry-go. farmer when you stop on 6. You ain't got no money, you in a heck of a big trouble. Take him a Joe. Got to do, oh well, you caught him a Joe. Got to do, oh well, shake him a Joe. Got to do, oh well, roll him on out of the outside till a boy. Yes, yes, yes. On out like a merry-go. If you stop on 1 and 6, you ain't got no money, you in a heck of a fix.
Oh, well, I take on my Joe. Got to do the well, I shake on my Joe. Got to do the well, I roll on my Joe. Got to do the well, I roll them on the out of it. I said, oh, well, I take them.
Block 'em, I dig you later. Block 'em, block 'em, that's the latest bill around. When you get the ripping boys, this letter, mama, then you know that button's under the seals. Block 'em, block 'em, block 'em, I'll see you later. Blag'em, blag'em, means I'll dig you later. Blag'em, oh, blag'em, that's the latest feel around. When it gets up the ribbon, boy, and you get later, you know that gate is under the seal. Blag'em, 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 means see you later. Dig you, Zach.
para, peto para, peto para, una de batangaya, peta, na corona, na corona peda, manto que pa cobana, na pora peda, entre puta, dos cachin soda.
Oh man, what you talking about, Gates?
Oh, na, na, do pa cobetara, tanto tremoco peda. Ya come to be a bona, 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 ya come back. Roll up on my bona, hey, African giant. Hey, come on, roll up on the good thing, say to the African giant.
What you know, Jack? I don't know nothing, Gates.
Oh, everything is mellow.
Salad.
Hey, ya come back, hey, drop on the African giant. Benamo, bota, hey, the gin and coke.
Is that what that meant?
Ya don't want to be no thunder. Oh, the big. To the chili bowl.
The chili bowl?
Matacola penna, quanta pera, teso campere, yamo, the quanta mutta pinto, to the swanny inn.
Oh, swanny inn, huh?
The quanta pana pera, yada, yukamuna, yukamuna, pera, po, the panda, yukamuna, yukamuna,
the moon,
the bona pera, quanta, avocado,
avocado,
bayado, pera, toda pota, fried ice cream,
groove,
veruta, pota, pera, pota, hey, pota, the African jive and the damba, very bang. He mato pajata, be la panata, ponte panima, dando por pera, dando sante ya. The moon is part of bed and born in the monte dan. Well, you're not bed, it's under bed, it's done. Mazota, I eat the lump. Oh, la calabre.
What you know, Jack? Oh, man, do you have to go through all this routine?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Monte, the African jive. Monte, the African jive. The African jive is doomed. The African jive is doomed. The African jive is doomed. Mozoka, Yamoji, I'm a colo hempalach.
You better believe it. That's take number 3, African Jive, from July 1941. Before that, Splog'em, sort of an instrumental. And we started out, well, Take 'em a Joe, from September 1939. It's Slim and Slam on the Vocalion label. And we are going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number 2 of this week's program to take us up to station ID. Calling one of my favorites, it's Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Oh.